What are the boys doing?
Oh, Stan and Kyle bought a new video game together.
They can play guitar now?
No, they're just little plastic controllers. You hit the colored buttons and it makes the guitar track on the gameplay.
Oh.
If they spent half the time learning a real instrument as they do playing that game, who knows what they could accomplish?
Hey, yeah.
Welcome to a bonus podcast of Quitters Never Give Up. We've got a special little extra bit on Guitar Hero with Kevin. But I would like to intro this one. This is not a flashback. This is March 12th, 2007. So this is on the heels of Drink Boxing getting canceled for weird reasons. And we also just had the event, the Guinness Book of World Records event with Sam, the Armenian comedian, down at Lightning's wife's hair salon that went really bad. But we love you, Sam. And anyway, so I think Kevin had just an ass full of everything going wrong and all sorts of stuff. So we get this.
Just saying you're going to be embarrassed and you might want to just pull the cord now.
Going down, man. Going down.
I just want to get out now while you still can. While getting out's good.
Hold on a
second. Fingers are stretched out, ready to go.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous Carrick. So what's the deal? You guys are going to box and then you're going to take a drink and then you're going to box. What are we talking about?
No, that got turned down by the man, by the way. The drink boxing thing turned down by the man. By several men. There were a lot of men lined up against that one.
Stupid California.
Bastards.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is the Guitar Hero. And, I'm an expert. I mean, I'll be honest. I got the fingers of fury.
Hear that?
That's what I got working for.
My fingers ready to go, buddy.
Dave will fall asleep halfway through the song, so I'm not worried about it. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what song we're playing, right?
Yeah, of course.
And what band is that?
Well, that would be Rage Against the Machine.
My all-time favorite band.
As well as mine.
Oh! Down.
And that means you're going to do well? You're gonna play well because of that?
Yeah.
How much time do you spend playing Guitar Hero?
Well, when I first got it, it was like my fingers had needed rehab.
Right.
They were bleeding and blistered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when we started to do this bit, I brought it here to bring it in practice. And
right.
It's been here ever since. So I'm a little rusty right now.
Oh,
so
look at him. Already back talk. Already back talk. Hey, I'm a little rusty. Yeah. I haven't played that much.
Yeah, so I'm just stretching out my fingers. I'm ready to go, though. Ready to go.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yeah, but I logged in a lot of hours before.
You did. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Now, for folks who don't know, Guitar Hero is a PlayStation game, and it is enormously popular. I guess Guitar Hero 2 is the current round. And Kevin, you got into it when you bought it for one of your kids, right?
Yeah, I bought it. We were down there. Where were we? Long Beach, I think, doing a Christmas CD signing.
Yeah.
At the Best Buy. And I went in and I bought it for my daughter for Christmas because I knew that I would want to play it.
It's funny. That's when I got it as well.
Yeah, same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the way you give gifts, is something that you will enjoy yourself. That's the most important part of a gift.
But, you know, there was some talk. Assistant producer Super Horror Alex came in and said we should all take wagers. And then we realized there's nobody to bet on Kevin because we're all going down on Brown.
How dare you all?
Well, it's just that Dave.
None of you would vote on me, would bet on me. None of you?
I just feel like Dave has way more time than you do to practice.
But he's
lazy.
That's
what this game is about.
He's lazy.
Oh, Mexico has to be lazy.
No,
huh?
But this
Mexico
one
has to be lazy.
Up, this one is. We know that for a fact.
This one is lazy.
You've gotten three accidents. What was the cause of all three of those accidents?
He fell asleep.
Yep.
But all three times.
All three times.
And you know what? I could play Guitar Hero lying down.
Yeah. Lisa, you bet on me.
I already bet against you.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
And yes, I have fell asleep playing Guitar Hero. That's how
I was just going to ask. Yeah. Really? You fell asleep playing Guitar Hero?
Dude, when it's 5 in the morning and you're looking at the screen for like 5 hours,
Oh, I am going to get served. Those of you that haven't seen or played the game, it's basically you have a little plastic guitar with some frets at the end of it, but they're like big plastic play frets.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you see the screen coming at you. It's like Dance Dance Revolution, where it shows you what
exactly
to play
like
by
Dance,
the
yes,
notes that are coming at you, right?
Yep.
So, and there's a lot of good songs. There's Monkey Wrench. There's Rage Against the Machine. There's a whole bunch of good stuff. Danzig is on there, too, as well. I mean, you can play a lot of good
Chili
songs.
Peppers. There's like all genres. Yeah. Whatever you're into, you can find something. Yeah.
You know what's funny is this game has introduced me to like bands like Rush and Yes.
That's how you know them is by playing Guitar Hero. Like,
oh, this is a good song. I should listen to this album.
Yeah,
these are the categories, by the way, which I think is great at Guitar Hero. And it sounds like you guys have already selected what song you're gonna do. But there's opening licks, and that's where you get things like Thunderkiss 65 and Smoke on the Water and I Love Rock and Roll. Then there's the Axe Grinders category where you can do Judas Priest, Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand is in that category. Sharp Dressed Man. Then there's Thrash and Burn where you get Incubus is in there. Megadeth, Killer Queen by Queen, Return of the Shred. If you want to play Fat Lip by Sum 41, Cochise from Audio Slave. There's also Hellman in there, the Donnas. Fret Burners gives you Red Hot Chili Peppers, Queens of the Stone Age, Motorhead, Jimi Hendrix. Face Melters is my favorite category.
Yes,
though.
I'm a face melter. Yeah,
that's all Guitar Hero 1. Guitar Hero 2 has even better songs than that.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Better than these, even.
Better than those, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter was walking through the house going, "Shout at the devil!" And I said, "How do you know that song?" And she said, "Guitar Hero 2.
Straight off the bat, man. Shout at the devil. It's the first song you learn.
All right. So how does it work? So we're going to come back and you guys are going to play. And the two of you are both going to be playing on a Rage Against the Machine song.
Yes. And then whoever has the most points. But I would like to put some money up. I mean, no one's betting on me. Not Ralph, not Lightning, not assistant producer Alex, not Lisa, not Mike, not Omar, nobody.
Right.
So if I win,
then you'll have shocked the world.
Oh.
If you win, I'll give you the day off to you tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave's giving
Dave,
me the day
you
off.
Can do that?
I'll have the kind of power for you. I'll come in and cover you, buddy.
Wouldn't that be awesome to have Dave filling in for you tomorrow?
All right. Did somebody order Mexican?
All right, it's you and me, mano y mano, next room.
Let's do it.
Rage Against the Machine, Guitar
Let's
Hero
get it
2.
On.
Oh, I'm going to kick your ass.
And what's going on in the Guitar Hero 2 showdown room?
Mike, that was hello there. Yes, I've got the two contestants here, Dave and Kevin, and they're preparing to battle. They look like they're both very focused, and we're getting ready to go.
Okay, is that us?
wait. What about the big intro?
Oh, yeah.
That's Omar, go ahead and hit that.
And they're going to be
I'm here in the battle zone. Again, we are going to be playing Killing in the Name Of from Rage Against the Machine. Are both contestants ready?
Yes, we are.
Yeah!
I think it would help a lot if our contestants could be mic'd, but I guess that's probably not possible here. So you guys are just playing for pride. There's no other wager on the line here.
Hey, B, we just got headphones about 10 seconds ago.
Fantastic.
I don't know what's going on, but Lightning was running back and forth along the halls like if he ran fast enough, somehow he could recreate new headphones.
If there's only a way we could have seen ahead of time, then we were going to need those. Okay. So, all right, so you guys are just playing for pride, right?
You're right? I want to come in and do the show tomorrow. Give me the day off. If Kevin wins, then I will give him the day off.
That's a lose-lose.
No!
That's a win for me, but a lose for our audience.
No, the listeners win if I'm on the mic.
All right.
On the mic.
Those of you that are not familiar with Guitar Hero, they will be playing at the same time. There's a split screen. They both have guitars in their hands. So, you guys ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, let's begin. Evenly matched so far. Oh, Kevin hitting a big chord. They both coming in with thunder. Oh, Kevin hitting one, missing one note. Singular note, Kevin missed it. As they get into the more complicated shredding, Dave's starting to pull away. For now, Dave will close to 4,000 points. Kevin barely breaking 1,500.
How dare you!
Dave very focused and still as he plays, Kevin gesticulating and gyrating around in a very odd manner. Oh, Dave just hit the big bonus points. He is now at 8 times on points. Those of you who don't know Guitar Hero, if you can go on a run of perfect notes, you can actually have a multiplication of your points. And Dave is now well up to 25,000 points. Kevin at 6,000 points.
And Mike, what's the deal? You try to play along exactly as it is in the real record, right?
Exactly. The notes are going to be coming at you in different colors and different buttons, and you follow along on your keyboard, which is shaped like a guitar, and you try to hit it with perfect rhythm and timing. Kevin, struggling right now, but actually coming on lately, still at only 10,000 points. Dave, well over 45,000 points.
Is there any kind of a mercy rule in Guitar Hero like they have in you know, table tennis?
No, it's actually as you start kicking your competitor's ass, the computer version of you on the screen starts to dance around and entertain the crowd more, whereas the loser is feeble and in the back of the stage, and Kevin right now is that loser. Dave picked the computer character, a black man with a big afro, very Jimi Hendrix-esque. He has taken the forefront on the stage, dancing around, going crazy. Dave now at 68,000 points. Kevin now passing 18,000.
Wow, this is a massacre. This is an embarrassment for the white man.
Kevin, still very intense. The look on his face, I've never seen it before, Bean.
You've never seen a guy try so hard and accomplish so little, have you?
Kevin's so focused. I feel so bad for him because, like...
Should he just get credit just for showing up at this point? I mean, should
Kevin
he just
should
pat him
credit.
On the head and give,
Kevin,
him a, now, give him a trophy
Kevin,
just for appearing?
Kevin's sitting down with his leg up in the air, playing with on one leg. The look... Oh, my gosh. His face gyrating in ways I've never seen it before. Dave focused like a statue. Only his fingers moving, and are they moving? Oh, furiously they're moving.
What's the score at this point, Michael?
Now, Dave, ready to pat. Oh, man, 140,000 for my man, Dave. And 28,000 for Kevin. Dave has actually given up. He's put down his guitar. There's still about a minute and a half, 2 minutes in the song. There's really no way Kevin can catch
up.
He's mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, much like the Seattle Mariners are about 2 weeks into the season.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me hear that score again, please, Mike. Tell me the score again at the end of the game.
As of right now, Dave, 110,000. Kevin, 30,000.
Yeah, that is not, that's not pretty. I think we've got ourselves a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Did somebody order Mexican?
My eyes are closed!
Dave playing with his eyes closed, still winning. Crushing Kevin. Kevin's headphones flying off from his headbang. Kevin's furiously headbanging as he plays. His headphones have fallen off. Oh, Kevin's thrown down his guitar in disgust.
He quit.
Kevin has thrown down his guitar in disgust. He has given in. Kevin, do you concede?
Yeah.
Kevin has surrendered, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, the Mexican fretmaster, has proven the victor.
Wow.
That was not
128,000 to 34,000, the final score.
Let's go again. Come on.
That was not pretty. That was not
But let's go
pretty.
Again.
At all. And I'm glad that's over.
Q. Oh, you got beat like a rug. I actually did. Turns out.
You're looking for the positive spin on that. There isn't one, is there?
Trying to make up some kind of fake positive spin, but I can't find one.
Yeah. I thought Psycho Mike did a really good job of, you know, narrating what was happening.
You know, for a guy that ended up being the, you know, announcer / personality on Dancing with the Stars, that makes sense. You know, this is something he was kind of born for. He was good at being an announcer and, you know, conveying what's going on screen. Like, we're watching a video game through radio. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
That's difficult to bring that to life. Yeah, he did a good job, I thought.
All right, next clip.
If you're listening at this time of the morning, you probably were not listening late in the show yesterday, and I need to update you that I kicked Dave, the King of Mexico's ass in Guitar Hero 2. It was a showdown, it was mano a mano, and I destroyed the King. Beat him by 3-1 in points. It was just demolished.
I don't remember it ending
up. I put my guitar down and just let him play for a while.
And I think that was Dave who did that, Kevin. I'm not sure you're remembering it exactly right, but here's what really happened yesterday late in the show. Kevin was mouthing off, I can't be touched, I'm the golden god, I'm the king of the world, no one can beat me at Guitar Hero. And Dave said, I think I can do it. And then Dave went in there and schooled your ass and beat you by about 5 times the points. That's what really happened yesterday.
That's right. I forgot that. Now it's coming back.
And Dave was playing, you know, with the controller behind his back and just with his eyes closed. And then he was playing with his feet for a while. And then he played with his tongue for a while. And then Lisa May got interested. But it was...
I don't remember any of that.
It was ugly. I mean, it was, you know, it was... It was 100 to 50.
What were the points? Do you remember?
It was about 140,000 to about 40,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was that.
Yeah, I actually felt kind of bad.
Listen, here. Let me just say this. If that's what you're going for is points, whatever with that. Well, I mean, the most important thing about being an entertainer is being entertaining, is the way you play.
are good.
And if you're, you know, if you're just standing there on stage like a robot, who cares if you could get 140,000 points?
Well, you were making the O face while you were playing. That is true.
That was entertaining.
I was bringing it.
It wasn't hot.
I think the point is getting points on the board. The point is playing Guitar Hero to win.
Well,
that's
I didn't know that.
Without trying.
I didn't know that's where we were going.
Now, here's what I want to ask, because naturally Kevin is now demanding a rematch. But Dave, were there some point skills that you had that Kevin didn't know about, some stuff that you were able to teach him yesterday?
Yeah, he didn't know how to get the double points with the stars and rocking out and making your character go all crazy, which, you know, doubles your points. And that's how I pulled away from Kevin so fast. So I gave him a little tip. And now I
think it's on.
Yeah.
It is on now. Okay. Now it's on.
Now you're going to do it.
We're doing the same song, though, right?
No, we're going to do Wolf Mother.
Wolf Mother.
I'm not familiar with Wolf Mother. Who's that?
Some band from Australia.
Bean, do you recognize it? Wolf Mother?
Well, now, there was a band from Australia that we play here at K-Rock called Wolf Mother. Is that, that's not the group you're talking about.
Same
though.
Band, Wolf, Wolf. Same thing.
Oh, Wolf. So Wolf,
Wolf
is,
Mother.
Okay, Wolf Mother.
Right. They didn't get the license, so, you know.
Did you go home and practice yesterday?
I did not, know. Although, I think just with my... How dare you? I think just with my natural talent, I will be able to hang. I'd like a rematch because Dave, what we bet yesterday, he kind of threw in like when we were halfway through playing. And I was like, whoa, don't know about that. He wants it to be the Dave and Bean show. He wants us to flip jobs, to have me answer phones and have him do my part.
Well, yeah. Dave has long been the guy working the fields who just has a burning resentment and hate for the massa who lives in the big house on the hill. So he's been trying to take you out for years, dude. Yeah.
It's the takeover.
But I'd like a rematch before that happens, if you don't mind. I mean, I'd like to try it one more time.
Put it on the line, and we'll do it, man.
Have you practiced live with Mother a lot? Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
I haven't played that since, you know, I passed it the first time. It's so easy, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy.
I can play it left-handed, so.
Oh. Dave, yesterday, by the way, I don't want to say that he had an easy time with Kevin, but at one point during the Guitar Hero face-off, Dave was texting me. I mean, that to me says he's not even paying attention.
And Lisa May was yelling at me for some
reason. She was. Couldn't figure it out. She was going to run in and headbutt him. All right, so rematch when we get back, right? Rematch. Do it.
Yeah, all absolutely. Right.
And then
absolutely.
If Dave wins, he takes my job and I answer the phones.
Yeah.
But if I win, wait a minute, what do I get? Just to keep my job? That's probably good enough because I blow it anyway. All right.
Sounds like if Dave wins, I'm the real loser here, by the
That's
way.
That's correct.
Is it going to be the Dave and Bean show? Is that what's going to be happening?
Absolutely.
That's magic right
That's
there.
Coming up.
You're going to make me miss Kevin. So the guys are in the other studio. It's time for Guitar Hero 2, the rematch. Kevin and Dave, come in. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can, and Dave is going down.
Kevin, for as much as you make
going
fun of any comedian,
down.
For as much as you bag on Sam for the amount of confidence that he has, for the tiny bit of ability that he has, how can you be the same way when it comes to Guitar Hero? How can you have been schooled yesterday and still claim with no practice that today things are going to be different?
Why do you think I love him so much? That is the exact reason. I admire that kind of confidence when faced with that little ability. That cracks me up to no end.
But won't it be embarrassing 2 minutes from now when Dave beats you again and then he gets to take over your part of the show and then it's the Dave and Bean show?
If
then
that were to happen, yeah, it would be embarrassing. What are the chances of that?
Now, we didn't discuss this, but do you answer the phones? Do you take Dave's job if he wins?
You know he's going to be going, K-Rock, hello.
I answer the phones, of course, and I fall asleep, just like Dave.
Okay.
I can use a little rest.
You guys have Dave, say it for me again. What artist have you selected to play at Guitar Hero 2 for the rematch?
Wolf Mother.
Nicely
Ooh.
Done.
There. Dave usually says woof, so that's why.
Yeah. I'm
All right. Now, yesterday you guys played at the same time, and I think we've devised an easier way to determine who's really best at Guitar Hero today. If I understand correctly, Dave is going to go first. Mike, you're going to be doing the play-by-play, and then Kevin, you'll go second. You'll do the play-by-play then.
Very true, Bean. Very true.
And we don't have time to do the whole song, so we're just going to do 1 minute each. Dave will do a minute, then Mike will write down his score. And then I'll rock that bitch for a minute, and then he'll write down a higher score.
Okay. All right. Before we get underway, Omar, can you give us the big intro?
And they're going to be rocking. Somebody's going to weep. They'll keep on rocking. At least until David falls asleep. The playing Guitar Hero.
Dave. Get your Guitar Hero underway.
Oh,
woman.
That's not enough hype for a big event like this, Mike.
I'm sorry. Let me get my energy levels up. Dave, let's get ready to play a little woman from Wolf Mother.
One, two, three, four.
All right, Dave, good. And that's when you come in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, wrong one. Yeah,
look at that. See,
all right,
didn't even
the
start.
Game is underway. Here we go. Dave, off to a strong start, hitting all the notes. Oh, already in the rock star mode. You get points for going on runs where you get perfect notes, and now Dave is getting his points magnified exponentially. Dave at 7,000 already at this early point in the game. 40 seconds left for Dave. Oh, he hit another rock star now at 8 times his points. Dave quickly climbing in the points category, now up to 25,000. Oh, bad note, but he's coming back strong. 10 seconds, Dave. Keep it going, Dave. 5, 4, Dave, come on. And your final note. Boom, Dave, stop playing. 33,000.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I'm sorry, how many points, Mike?
33,520.
Wow. That's nice. Seems like a pretty good score for a minute, right?
We will get the game restarted.
Bad notes.
Let's get the game restarted. We will start from the very beginning of Woman from Wolf Mother so that Kevin can get a fair chance. Here we go.
Go, bitches!
Kevin, not off to as strong a start. As you can tell by the notes. For those of you not familiar with Guitar Hero, that clanking sound is a bad note, and you hear numerous of them.
Listen to the crowd, they're booing him.
Oh. That sound actually signifies when the game shuts you off for being so crappy. They stopped you. They said you can no.
Why did they stop me? I was on a roll.
Kevin was playing so poorly that the game actually said, we're done with you.
Why
no more.
Why did they do? Did you do that? Did you do that, Omar?
No.
Come on!
No. At the end of the game, I'm sorry, Bean, go ahead.
He's frozen out now, basically. They're saying, you suck so bad, you can't be on our stage playing Wolf Mother.
Wow!
They wouldn't even let me finish. I was just about to go on a run.
Just to give you an idea of the ass-whooping we just saw, Dave had 33,000 points. A little over 33,000 points. At the end of his game, when he stopped it, it gives you a completion rate of how many percentile of how many good notes you hit. Dave was in the 70 percentile, which is actually very good. Kevin did not break 4 digits. He was at 800 points with an 18% completion rate. He hit 18% of his notes.
Me prematurely.
He got booed off stage.
Son of a bitch.
Did somebody order Mexican?
They indeed did order Mexican, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we will be preparing for the Dave and Bean Show.
Wow. Woo.
Well, okay, I guess. I
mean, it's 6:29, and we'll be back on K-Rock. 106.7, the world-famous K-Rock, KROQ. It's 6:35 on this Tuesday afternoon, or morning.
This is Bean's DJ voice.
Yeah, Bean, what's going on?
Well, Dave, for folks who are just joining us and wondering what the hell's going on, Dave schooled Kevin again in Guitar Hero 2 won his job. So let's dial up and see how Kevin's doing the King of Mexico's job this morning, because he's in the other room answering phones, apparently.
That's going to go well.
Yeah. We're actually on in the morning, Dave. I don't know if you listen at all, but it's not Tuesday afternoon. We're on
in the morning. Oh,
that's
today.
True.
Yeah, I bet you Kevin's knowing how tough it is for my job right now, you know?
Yeah, you got a tough job, man.
I do.
It's a miracle.
K-Rock,
you're able to
what?
Do it.
Kevin.
K-Rock's Kevin. It's the Dave and Bean Show calling. You're on the air. How are you?
I've taken 100 calls in a row where people say, is this Kevin? And I say yes, and they say, you suck.
Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you sucked. Now,
wow.
Dave, is that phone screener etiquette? Is
that's
how it's
no
supposed
way
to work?
For a screener to act. Bean, I gotta have a talk with KW. Get the guy.
All right.
Fired.
Well, Dave's gonna tell us a great story about the legless panda here in a second. But if you want to call Kevin, our new phone screener, please do at 1-800-520-1067. Ask him lots of complicated questions about how things work here at the radio station, because I'm sure he's prepared to do that.
Now, you guys have all played Guitar Hero, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Not really.
I've never played. So, and hearing all this stuff, does it really kick you off stage?
It does, and it's it's one of those things that there is like a level of rock band, which is what Guitar Hero became, where you actually do have to really play the music. But if Kevin got kicked off stage playing Guitar Hero 2, dear God, that's bad.
And by really have to play the music, you mean there are multiple different instruments.
yeah. Like, actually, I have the setup. So those of you who don't know, I have a YouTube and Twitch name, but it's The Androids. Where that came from is with my family. We started playing Rock Band as a family because we bought the instruments. We actually drove out and found someone on Craigslist that had all the extra ones. So we had the drum kit. I bought the thing so I could plug in my actual keyboard, and we had three generations basically playing, you know, Beatles, Queen. That's it. And our band was The Androids. So that's where all that came from.
Good now to you know.
Wow.
Yeah, video games.
Yeah, when I go up north to the video game thing in Santa Clara, one of the rooms they have bands, and they also have Guitar Hero set up. And you can volunteer to go up. It's kind of like karaoke. You sign up, you choose the song, and then you can go up and play for the crowd. It's pretty fun.
In college, I was a big rock band player with a couple of my friends, and I was always the singer, believe it or not.
Nice.
Yes, Christopher, I accept your scorn. Christopher's looking away like, don't.
Well, in all fairness, I do know that on the singing, you can just go ahead and make sure the line is in the middle. You don't have to be doing the words at all. You just have to be like, oh, 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 and you can ace it.
What are you saying, Drew?
Well, I'm just saying that if Adele went up against you, Adele would lose.
He's saying your mic was off, basically. You were like the little kid that they gave the controller to that wasn't connected, and he thought he was playing. That's what you were.
You guys are such assholes.
Yeah.
Did you ever video this, Lindsay? Is there any record of this?
No, but I did also discover bands like Flyleaf from Rock Band and Guitar Hero, but...
Did you ever hear about the Twitch version of this that they call Twitch Sings? That the company that made these games worked with Twitch, and they made a karaoke game where it was singing only, and you could go ahead and sing against your friends. So there is the Androids and Killers, which is me and one of the people who's in my wedding party singing Afro Man's Because I Got High. I'll go ahead, we'll just make that the ending clip here. Listen at the end of this, because that's gonna show you how bad these games can be.
Okay, last clip.
106.7, the world famous K-Rock, K-R-O-Q.
That's it, that's all you got, Dave?
What
you got,
that's it.
It's Tuesday morning. Dave won Guitar Hero, and he won Kevin's job. Kevin has Dave's job. Let's see how he's doing answering the phones here, Kevin, this morning.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do I suck? I'd say 10.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hey, Rock, hello. Yes. Yes, you do think I suck. Did you hear me? Did you hear my performance on Wolf Mother? Wasn't my best. Thank you for calling, though. Hey, Rock, hello. Yes, it's Kevin. I need to get back in and take over my job again because Dave's worse than me? Fantastic. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, that's what's going on in the other room here. Busy. What's next, Dave?
Yeah, it's 6:51. Time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Doesn't Kevin say like two more words than Dave did? Like, he's criticizing him for having a short intro, but Kevin doesn't say anything more than like... It's 6 feet. I'm so confused.
Well, I don't think Jen played the whole clip. I think it begins like this when Dave starts the show.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways.
I think that's how it went.
Yeah.
Did somebody order Mexican?
That was excellent. And so that concludes this bonus episode. Kendall, yes, please.
Yes. Maybe?
Okay. Thank you all for listening. And right, or Jen says bye. Jen say
yeah,
bye.
Jen says bye.
Yeah, Jen wrap this up.
You missed when she said hello. And
no, I was on the phone.
Thanks for listening to our bonus episode of Guitar Hero. I hope you guys are having a great holiday, and we'll What?
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka.
Drew, why don't you edit this one?
I already said that.
Huh? It's like I don't care about nothing, man.
Yeah, it's like that.
Roll another blunt.
All right, got you.
Okay. Inhale, exhale. Oh, yeah. Let me sing this song, man.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still a messed up, and I know why.
Why, yeah, man? Because I got high.
Sing it, PJ.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Yeah, girl.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
Yeah, fuck school.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Because I got high. Oh, check this one out. I was gonna go to work, sure, but then I got high. Just got a new promotion, but then I got high. Now I'm selling dope
to me,
and I know why.
Why?
Cause I got high. Because I got high.
I was gonna go to court before I got high.
Oh, been there.
I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why. Yeah, hey, because I got high.
Because I got high. Wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high. Hey,
oh, no.
Was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
You should've.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Oh, yeah, man. Because I got high. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high. I was gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high.
On a boat, on a motherfucking boat.
Lonely islands in my ears, and I don't know why.
Why, girl?
Because I'm high. Because I got high.
I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high. No lie.
Why is that stopping anybody?
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high.
I mean, you should have the munchies, right, man?
Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Because you got high.
Because I got high.
I messed up my whole entire life because I got high.
Nah.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
You know, some girls.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Man.
Because I got high.
I'm gonna stop singing this song because I'm high. And if I don't
sing this whole part wrong,
because I'm hot, mess that up, yeah. And if I don't sell one copy, well, I know why.
We're gonna sell it out.
Because we're high.
Are you really high, though, man? La da 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 da.
Oh, yeah,
shoot, shoot, do what? Shoot, skitty, woo, 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 woo,
woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo,
woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo, woo. I don't believe in Hitler, and that's what I said.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So for all of your skins, please give me some more. I've never heard that part. Evro Man motherfucker. Evro Man motherfucker. A-E-I-O-U and sometimes W? I don't know what I'm singing because I'm high. We ain't gonna sell none of these motherfucking albums. Let's go back to Marsh Durbin
and hang some more chickens, cuz fuck. Oh, who wants chicken?
Oh, yummer. Finger looking good.